my main primary job is to make sure that the manufacturing of our teas that are developed taste the same from cup to cup. So I have to, on a weekly basis, produce about 200,000 pounds of tea that matches the gold standard of our Sleepy Time, Red Zinger, and so on and so forth. So I taste a lot of tea.
You've found the clover and the hibiscus, and you read the ingredients, and it's like a world tour.
It is. It is, and it's very, very interesting because everyone thinks hibiscus tastes like hibiscus, or chamomile that goes in Sleepy Time tastes like chamomile, but from every country of origin, but it does not. So chamomile from Egypt might be more floral and more apple-y, or chamomile from, say, Mexico is going to be more malty and almost grainy sweet. So it's my job to do the blending to make sure that it stay within the flavor profile of how that chamomile, per se, is supposed to taste in our Sleepy Time tea.
Batch by batch, bushel by bushel?
Well, we start off with tasting every single ingredient and evaluating it to a gold standard, and then adjusting for any flavor variation that may be occurring in that specific lot, in that 40,000 pounds. So maybe the weather was a little drier that year and during that cropping, and so the flavor is going to be a little bit different. So my job is to tweak the formula and do what's necessary to make sure that we're consistent.
A tour here at the Celestial Seasonings plant is walking by your window.
Yes.
Can you imagine the little tea company you were a part of back in the 70s is now a tourist attraction?
Well, Steve, it's amazing. The culture is still here. That's one thing that really, really led me to stay here as long as I did, because of the culture, because of the people that worked here. We were making a fantastic product out there, and it was just really, really nice working with the people. For years, at lunch, we would all shut everything down and we'd go sit and eat lunch together. It was just part of the benefit of working at Celestial Seasonings. It's just the tea itself and the name and everything about it has created a culture that is just a really, really great experience to be part of.
And you have somehow kept the culture even while being part of a much larger corporate organization.
Yes. I'm busy. I'm too busy to think about everything that goes on everywhere else because we have a lot of tea to make, especially this time of year. And yes, we are part of the Haynes Celestial Group, which is a larger organization, and that has seemed to be a good fit for us. And, we're still here in Boulder, Colorado. We still have our own facility. We still do all the tea blending and manufacturing here. So we're still in a little part of heaven here in Boulder.
And now we're here this month to talk about another change ahead to the past, back to the future.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. One thing we did last year was we, as an organization, made a decision to relook at our package and do our package refresh. But one thing we found out after we introduced those to the stores is our passionate and loyal consumers weren't really happy with what we did. They would look on the shelf and be looking right at our tea and not see it. And believe me, they let us know what they thought. So we made the decision, by listening to our customers, our consumers, to go back and become the iconic package that we were in the past. And we're starting a campaign called the Magic of Tea.
And you're able to do it without a string on the tea bag.
That's right. We have been doing the pillow bag, we call it, which is a duplex tea bag for probably 40 years now, and when we started doing the tea bags. And that saves an incredible amount of poundage going into the landfill every year, not having that string and tag in the overwrap.
I love coffee, but in the morning, it's got to be tea. Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you enjoy Morning Thunder, because that's a great blend of mate, roasted mate, and black tea.
The coffee people have just run roughshod over the world, and the tea folks just seem to be a little more mellow.
And tea doesn't have the level of caffeine that coffee does. On the average, it's about half the milligrams of caffeine. So, me, I'll be honest, I usually have one cup, maybe a little bit less than, but I drink a little bit of coffee to get the initial charge when I first wake up. But that's it for the day. It's tea for the rest of the day. And I'll be honest again, I love our English breakfast black tea. And I probably drink just casually throughout the day that's not work-related, probably 6 cups a day. And it just keeps me lightly charged throughout the day.